out with Louis, walking alongside that rushing water on my right hand side that comes underneath the five arches of an ancient bridge. This may be the only place that I'm going to be able to listen to Marcel Proust. Remembrance of things past is exactly what I've been doing. I've been remembering Di Griffiths, my best friend in Bradford-on-Avon, in Wiltshire, when I used to live there. Di read this book, the proper title of which is À la recherche du temps perdu, Remembrance of Things Past. I remember Di telling me that he'd read that book one summer in English, and that another person who I've met, who reported to him in the civil service, the UK civil service, read the same book at the same time, only she read it in French. After 18 minutes of listening to the beginning of the whole book on Audible, I find myself reflecting on the experience. The experience of listening to 18 minutes of a man in bed, waking up, describing what it was like to go to sleep, to dream, and to wake up again. At the end of listening to the 18 minutes, all I wanted to do was to listen to the 18 minutes again. The writing, albeit in translation, I found exquisite, precise, and an extraordinary example of paying attention to detail. I've never heard anything like it. And if I had the book in my hand, I suppose I'd be saying I've never read anything like it. All I have done so far in my life in relation to Proust is read a book by Alain de Botton called In Search of Proust or something like that, which was more an appreciation of him than anything else. But dipped into bits of the longest novel ever published in order to get a bit of a flavour of what Proust's writing was like. Nothing quite prepared me for 18 minutes on Audible. Today, I think it's going to take me at least the whole of the coming summer to get to the end, because I shall just be wanting to play again pieces I've listened to. Well, whatever my Proust experience is going to be like, I know I won't be the same person after it. So I better now go back to the studio.